big guy that can get up and down the field. And, you know, he's this year in particular seems to be making a lot more plays and a lot more focused on his job and what he's there to do. And he's making some tremendous plays for his team right now. Is that it? Yeah, that's the way it looks like. You know, that's what it's supposed to look like. And the one, you know, key factor in that game that I mentioned after the game was that we won our one-on-one battles. And another part to that was that guys, no matter what play it was, were going 100% because we made mistakes. You know, there were some things that we missed. But when you're going 100%, you know, you can make up for a lot of those things. I think a few times earlier in the season, you know, we messed up on some things and guys weren't hustling to make up for it. And I think last week's game again is what it looks like. I thought, I don't want to get into, the question, the game plan, that thing again, but I loved it. And I thought we handled it well. Again, we made mistakes, but we made it at 100%.
Do you need to, though, when he dials it up, do you guys need to have the success you did so he'll continue to make those calls? Because otherwise, I guess he would be reluctant.
Yeah, well, I think, really for any coach in the league, you're going to call the things that you feel the team is comfortable doing. And, there were some times where he called some things and we didn't get it done. And, of course, he backed off of them. But I think last week's game showed that the guys on the field, regardless of, again, whatever plays we missed it going 100%. So that gives, our coordinator confidence that, even though it might not, happen the way it's supposed to, as long as guys are going 100% and making the plays and not allowing it to be, too much of a big game, then, hey, I just keep calling it.
Charles, you have to talk to guys, maybe the younger players. There's a lot of relief after that performance on Sunday, but if you don't back it up with another one, it tends to not mean a whole lot if you don't come out and win on Sunday. Do guys need to be made aware of that, or do you think they are aware of it?
I think they're aware of it. If you just look at the way our season's gone, and, the wins we've had have been good wins, but, we come back the next week and not get it done. The guys here know what it feels like to win and know what it's like to lose that following week. So if guys just take from the game last week the intensity and the drive that we had in that game, there won't be any letdown this week.
Thank you.